Walker was elected Milwaukee County Executive in 2002 after a recall drive led by Walker's conservative allies prompted the former executive to resign. Walker promised back then to rein in the county board, but while in Milwaukee, never had the clout to do so. Now, as governor, aided by legislative Republicans, Walker has signed into law a bill that takes away some of the board's power and gives it to the county exec. The measure also cuts the supervisor's term of office from 4 years to two and sets up a binding referendum for next year on whether to slice the supervisor's pay by more than half. The governor contends the ballot question means more local control for voters.
The only power it's taken away is from the county board. It's not taken away from the people. It's empowering the people of Milwaukee County.
The bill signing isn't playing well with some politicians in Milwaukee County. County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievic calls the new law an attack on the legislative branch of the most diverse county in the state of Wisconsin. She also says there may be a legal fight over the law. Democratic State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee says punishing the county board could mean some staff layoffs.
You know, it goes back to the priorities like that. This does not create jobs. Actually, you know, people are going to lose their jobs, honestly. We're not talking about the real issues, and those are the jobs. I mean, our jobless situation, that should be priority on anyone's list.
Some other local officials around Wisconsin have said they feel uncomfortable with the state taking a tougher stand with a county board. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.